Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Minister outlines model for the allocation of cane lands. Find out more on today's program at Lieta, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda says the system used to allocate cane lands to farmers at Monymusk Sugar Factory in Clarendon will be replicated across the island. Under this model, farmers are allocated 7-acre plots where all the management is under their responsibility.
It is a model that can work. The only thing that can prevent it from being successful is if we do not apply our basic knowledge with increased technology that will enable us to outshine cane farmers throughout the region.
Minister Samuda says experienced farmers in the sector play a critical role in the sustainability of the industry and the development of the country.
The structure under which the industry is going to have to operate is one that must see greater participation on the part of the local farmers.
He was speaking at the recently held annual general meeting of the All Island Jamaica Cane Farmers Association in New Kingston. Minister Samuda says the sugar industry is expected to experience growth and an increase in prices, and farmers should continue to plan ahead by having cane ready to be processed. And the agriculture minister is encouraging sugar farmers to continue to grow the sector so more young persons can see it as a viable career.
If you don't inculcate in the minds of the youth the hope and aspirations for a wealthy future, you can't attract them. So what we need to do now is to apply the technology that is going to make the industry so attractive. We have the bright young minds coming out of rural Jamaica can be attracted to an industry that has a great future.
Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda. Now for our Eat Jamaican Month feature. What is called the cashew nut is actually the fruit that becomes edible after roasting. The so-called fruit is an edible fleshy stalk that grows above the nut. This is sometimes eaten raw but is best roasted or stewed. Cashew leaves are widely used in folk medicine in combination with other bush in baths to relieve fever. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Trust me. Translation, trust me. And this is a popular expression used when agreeing with someone. It basically means, believe me, I know.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not for be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyes with studio engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.